Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see y'all on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know.
I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me, blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale, like I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke
it. You are a real artist.
I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz, I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That was the, that's really the reason why I wrote the book. I wrote the book because I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me, and that, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time. But if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to him. They call me Daddy, A.J. Disco. A.J.
Hey.
Disco. 3-5. Hey. And I say, sure, I don't do no physical harm to them.
Mm-hmm.
I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
Whoa. Okay. So, see, you go. I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that. But that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all
that. Yeah. See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, we are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. You fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are Kate Pickles, girl, so who the hell are you?
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents? Your style of music?
Well, Ron Hill, who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls jip-jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything. And, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music is.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice. And as I said before,
good evening, good evening. This is ATAZ, Pete Lyon, your host, TAZ. One of the guests, DJ Supreme, is supposed to call in, text him already. I'm waiting on him to call in. It's him and Tracy Cruz, strong singer with strong lyrics, supposed to call in at 9:20. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to play one of the artists that I used to work with. He's in California doing his thing. Sonny Santana. This is a a song that he wrote, and my beat, Galactic Lover. We're waiting on DJ Supreme to call in.
Intergalactical lover. See, my mission is simple, far from obsolete. I want to take you away and fly you in the stars, my love. The love that we have is intergalactical, that we don't have to ask to go. We can hop in my ship and go. So out of this world, but it's just so bright like a star. So far from heaven, can we be 11? So hard, my heart is melting. I wanna take you to the stars, to the moon. I don't wanna be left behind. These bars of love, I'm a prisoner. Intergalactical, intergalactical lover. So galactic and I can't it. And we so high we get ecstatic. Intergalactical, intergalactical lover, get here down right now. I'm up in space for my intergalactical lover. Like I'm already sitting on the clouds. I love it, baby, when you come around. Cause we have a lover like no other. You got me tripping, girl, like a mother, mother. You're my mother, lover, lover. And I sing for you like a dealer who's a healer. Girl, you love a killer. Because you are so fine, and you're just so divine, like wine from outer space. Let me get you in my place. And we can fly into the stars. I don't want to be a prisoner behind these bars of love. I wanna take you out this world. My intergalactical lover, lover, make me wanna just hover in my UFO. I wanna just fly away and take you to a foreign place like Mars or Jupiter outside of the Milky Way.
With the hottest beat and the tightest flow, keep it on the hush so the niggas won't know. Smooth sounds with the style, here the boy blows. These moves in the building, y'all should know. We let the funk ride cause we don't stop. Fake pumps hating the album on top. We grab a mic smooth, you know we rock. 14 hits every year, we always drop. New artists nowadays, they copy fame, saying they real but sounding the same. This is mighty serious, they call the game. No music education, they weak and lame. I suggest fake artists take a pack, spit about the real, bring real music back. Melodies and songs, we know you lack. We on some other shit, straight real, straight fact.
We be on some other shit.
Say take a chance. We do this thing in the name of Z Smooth. The head bumping, get the body to move. Other pumps slack, we show and prove. Another head rush, a jib job groove. If we get this right, we can move the crowd. Reciting these lyrics, kick the vocals live. New artists nowadays, they copy fame, saying they real, but sounding the same. This is mighty serious, they call a game. No music education, they weak and lame. I suggest fake artists take a pack, spit about the real, bring real music back. Melodies and songs, we know you lack. We on some other shit, straight real, straight fact.
We be on some other shit.
Out at 8:50, and she never lets us out on time.
As we go,
and I have to drive like a crazy person to get here.
Dang. And I got my Miami Heat game on the internet, and them jokers is losing.
I don't want to talk about that right now.
And they are such punks. I am fed
hey, watch
I mean, oh, I'm saying it. Straight punk. You let these punks come to your house, punk you out, and then you come in there mad because they supposedly celebrated too long, and y'all can't do nothing? Man, I would have took that whole game myself. I would have had more points than Indiana. I remember how we used to play ball.
Whatever.
They ain't got no heart. And they my team.
Can we talk about something else? You got anything else going on tonight? What's going on?
We got stood up.
Oh,
like
no.
A bad day. Tracy Cruz is going to call at 9:20, though. She's teaching. I don't know what she's doing as far as teaching, but she teaches, and then she's got another class at 10 o'clock. So I got to ask her what she does with the teaching. What does she do as far as the teaching is concerned? But she's got 5 octaves. Her vocal coach was Lettucey. She sounds very good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds nice. Mhm.
How you been, DJ?
Well, I'm trying to get my brain organized. I've decided that, you know, my best option right now is to get something else in my head. So trying to go back to school and get finished with some things. And it's killing me, man.
Is it a master's or is it a whole nother thing?
No, it's a master's, and it's killing me, dude. I can't do this. I'm too old for this. My brain is turned off.
Hold on. We got another caller.
Okay.
Caller 740. State your name. This is ATAZP.
Yo, this is Mr. Bugs. What's up?
Mr. Bugs. Donna? Is Donna?
Yeah.
Me? And nobody else. We got stood up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ain't that messed up?
That's crazy.
Just like a bad prom date.
Seriously, you're exactly right. Just like a bad prom date, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I wonder,
I'm looking out the window. I'm all dressed up, and he ain't coming.
I was wondering, do I have bad breath?
I ain't in that.
Do I have bad breath or something? That's why you didn't want to come. DJ Supreme was supposed to call her first. Your girl Tracy is supposed to call her 9:20 when she gets out of this class. She's a teacher, because you know her more than I do. Is she a teacher, Mr. Buzz?
You know what? That's a first for me. I didn't know. If she's a teacher, hey, more power to her. Doing music and teaching, too, that's pretty good. So I didn't know that she was a teacher, though.
She said she got, unless she's going to school, but I don't know, but I could be going to school all night long. Like,
I feel you.
I'm in this class, I get out, and I got another class at 10. What? And I wrote, are you teaching? And then she never replied back on Facebook, so I can't wait to ask her, you was in class or something, and what are you doing? You know, because DJ goes to class now.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I'm trying to learn some things.
Is it a master's or are you just going for something else?
Me? Are you talking to me again?
Yeah, you're the one going to school.
Oh, yeah. Oh, ooh, no, you didn't. I thought we already answered this question. It's like we're having a deja vu moment.
You know what? She didn't want to. I did ask it. I never got an answer, but that's all right.
I did answer it. I said I'm getting the master's. I don't want to learn anything else.
Oh, okay. Because, see, Mr. Bugs called in right then, and I was like, boom.
Oh,
okay.
So you stopped listening to me as soon as he called in. Oh, I see how this is going to be. All right.
No, I'm just
family.
I'm just
family first. I got you.
I'm just old and feeble, and my mind can't concentrate on too many things at one time. I'm looking at the game online, and it's horrible, and I'm upset.
Oh, I'm happy.
Oh my God.
I'm so glad that the Heat is getting beat the way they are.
Okay, yeah, I can't do this with y'all tonight. The Heat just can't talk any kind of way in the house. Come on,
now. She lives in Florida, Mr. Buzz.
I can't have this. Unfortunately, this is very unfortunate. We've done very well up to now.
We have another caller on the line. Caller 408-408. This is ATAZT. Caller 408.
Hello.
Hello. This is ATAZP.
Hi, Taz. This is Tracy Cruz.
Hey, Tracy. How you doing?
Hey, how are you doing? Good.
I'm doing good. My question was, when I talked to you on Facebook, you in school or you in between class or?
I'm actually, I teach at home, so I teach vocals at home, so yes, I'm in between lessons. Yeah,
she is the woman. Also, Tracy, meet my nephew, Mr. Bugs, and
how you doing?
Hey, how are you doing?
And also, my co-host, D Lovely DJ.
Hello.
How are you, love?
How you doing? I'm doing good.
Good.
My first question for you, Tracy, is how did you decide in your mind when you said, I'm going to do this singing thing?
Okay. I first fell in love with singing when I was 2, but professionally, I would say 12 years old. Like, I started performing when I was 12, but then as a career, so it's just broken up into 3 different, you know, sections, but as a career, I pursued it during my college years. So back in 04, so a few years now. But, yeah, I would say during my college years, that's when I said, you know what, I'm going to really do this. I'm going to do this full time with all of my heart. So I've been doing that ever since.
And you said you started when you was two?
I started singing when I was two and then performing when I was 12.
Wow. Okay, cool. And it was, that's basically like church things or school activities or something like that?
Mm-hmm. I choir and some church and community events. So I try to be involved, you know, with music. I join bands and different things like that, singing groups, you know, wherever
mm-hmm.
I can get my foot in the door, you know, just try to be able to sing solo and also try to be able to sing with musicians and other singers, you know, just kind of build up my experience vocally. So, yeah, I try to really get involved when I was growing up.
And the writing, how did you start that at two as well? You hear me? I'm sure you did, but I'm just, when did you start writing and wanting to put your own flavor on some track?
I wish I did, but I started writing poetry back in high school, and then I started creating songs when I was about 19, like full songs, you know, from start to finish and putting melodies. But, yeah, I would say during my teen years, I started writing music. First it was poetry, and then it became songs.
Right.
And so that's how that came about.
The song Electricity, which I'm getting ready to play, but I have not played any of these songs. I heard some stuff on YouTube as well
mm-hmm.
that you had on it. I'm like, wow. So I want to know the song Electricity. What it describes it best?
I would say energetic, upbeat, electric. You know, something you can dance to. You know, it's about newfound love, and also it, you know, describes the stages you go through. You know, first you meet the person, you're like in awe, you know, and then it becomes deeper than that. You know, you build a friendship, and then you realize, like, wow, this person may be the one. So, you know, you go through a different, you know, emotional roller coaster through the process of the song. You know, it goes from different levels of emotions, you know, when you're going through a relationship. So that's how this song was born, you know, Electricity. It is, you know, electric, it's upbeat, you know, hence the name Electricity. So I wanted to give it that, you know, the kind of aggressive flavor, you know, less laid back, but more in your face.
Okay. Tracy Cruz with Electricity.
Your love empowers me. It gives me the energy to move beyond my capabilities. There is no limit to what your love can do.
Feel so strong. up, y'all? It's your girl, Kel the Music, a.k.a. Diva, and I'm chilling with my boy Taz on ATAZP Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, electricity. I am feeling that joint. I was over here jamming. I was like, yeah.
Aww. Yeah, really nice. Thank you.
DJ.
That was nice.
Thank you so much.
That was hot.
That was hot.
Thank you so much.
In your bio, it said you worked with vocal coach Lettucey. How was that like?
Oh, it was an amazing experience. I love her voice and I love her music and I'm a huge fan of hers, and that experience was, I mean, it was life-changing. You know, I learned a lot from her. She taught me how to sing from, you know, my heart, give it my all, you know, stay true to yourself. And I paid very close attention to the details, you know, how to breathe and, you know, how to color your words and how to evoke emotion while you're on stage. So, you know, she really taught me how to be an honest artist, you know, to really be true to your art and to yourself. And, every time I get discouraged, you know, I just think about, you know, that my experience being mentored by her and knowing that, you know, sometimes it's hard, you know, as an independent artist, but, you know, if you consistently hone your craft and, you know, you take time to, you know, take the proper steps, you know, in your journey, you know, anything is possible. You know, as long as you put your heart into it and you put your time into it, you know, it may take a while. It's, you know, you can't achieve success overnight, but if you, you know, stay consistent, if you just stay on your path, you know, things will happen eventually. So, yeah, it was an amazing, life-changing experience, I would say.
That's great.
Now, how do you go about when somebody presents you with a song? How do you, I do beats. I make music myself. I come up to you and talk to you and say, yo, this is a song. What are you looking for exactly in the songs that you choose to actually sing?
You know what? I really love music that has a lot of changes. You know, I mean, loops are cool, but I love changes. You know, you can tell that, you know, the song has a structure, like, you know where to put in a verse, you know where to put in a chorus, and then, you know, you can, you know, sometimes put a pre-chorus, and then you have the bridge. So a song that has structure built in is something that I look for. You know, it's just kind of hard for me to kind of get into, you know, a specific concept when it's just like a song that's like just straight through, you know, without any changes, no peaks and valleys. It's really hard for me to come up with a concept, but I would say yes. You know, if the song has a structure to it, then, you know, it's normally a song that I could definitely write to. So I say structure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
cool.
Important to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because a straight loop ain't going to make it. I understand. That's straight. I don't really rap.
But don't
to
get
no
me
straight.
Wrong. You know, some loops are incredible, you know. But as far as, you know, writing, for me, just for me, I don't know about, you know, other artists, but just for me, you know, personal preference, you know, it would be nice to have a song that's already structured. You know where to put the verse, the chorus, the bridge, you know, all of that, you know, because it just makes it easy. It makes the writing process a lot easier.
Right.
So.
Do you write to the music, or do you just, of course, thinking when you wrote your poems, you didn't have too much music. You might have had it in your head, but you can do it both ways. You can write to music, or you can just write straight up without any music. And can you fit it into different compositions that you hear?
Yeah, I do. You know, sometimes I pick, you know, certain lines from my poetry, and sometimes I can use that for the chorus. You know, sometimes I could use it for the intro. So, yeah, you know, sometimes I like to go back to my journals and say, hey, you know, I can probably use this concept for this song. You know, it fits. Or, you know, maybe use a couple of lines. You know, it doesn't have to be the whole poem, but maybe use, you know, a couple words lines for a specific song. So, yeah, I mean, I'm totally open to that. You know, sometimes I create new lyrics. Sometimes I like to go back and check what I wrote before, because it may be something that I'm experiencing or it's something that I see others experiencing, and I want to talk about that, you know, because, like, with the music you create, it's like you're kind of recording, you know, a time in your life, you know, and,
right.
and what that record that you put out, it pretty much reflects, you know, what you've been going through, you know, at that moment of your life. So, yeah, you know, sometimes I like to go back and dig in and see what I wrote and, you know, possibly use it for a new song.
DJ, you got any questions for Tracy Cruz?
Wow, Tracy, you have a lot going on right now. And I guess my only question for you at this point is, where do you see yourself heading in the next, what your next venture is? What is it you want to do to pull all of this together and make it your thing?
I would say I would love to travel and perform in the East Coast, Midwest, and the South, you know, just get out and just branch out, reach, you know, a wider audience and, you know, hopefully go overseas. You know, that's really what my goal is. And also, you know, possibly open up for my favorite artists. So that's what I would love to do, and, you know, create more music, but yeah, that's what I'm shooting for right now.
Okay.
You know, possibly,
okay.
Yeah, performing outside of California.
Okay.
Cool. Mr. Bugs.
Well, first of all, you are getting a lot of hits off of the magazine. I don't know if you know it or not, but you are getting some mad hits. You're very popular.
Yay.
Right now. And really, the question I got really is, I know you got your CDs out right now, but are you working on some new music for a new CD coming out in the future?
Right now, I'm actually putting the finishing touches on a remix album for Universal Symphony. So hopefully, that should come out before the summer. So that's what we're working on right now. And you know what? The a cappella versions of my songs are still available on my website. So, you know, feel free to do a remix. You know, I love to hear different interpretations. So,
because
yeah, it's going to be up there for a while.
Is it
mm-hmm,
on your
yeah.
website? Okay.
Yeah, it's on my website. Yeah.
I'll go through and take a couple. Because, between me and my cousin Chris, who plays keyboards a lot, we're getting ready to do this Usher remix, because we got the Climax song, so we're getting ready to do that.
Okay,
I did one for Nichelle Colvin. She's an artist down in Florida, and we did a remix for her as well. The song Happy. Now, I wrote a song called Happy, which was a church song, praise God. The song Happy that you have titled, explain that.
How do I explain Happy?
Yeah.
I would say, you know, the song talks about just really, you know, being thankful of waking up each day. You know, tomorrow's not promised, so... You know, it's just talking about, you know, the joys, you know, you can see in life, even the simple things, you know, waking up, you know, every day, having that chance to wake up and being thankful for the blessings that God gives you on a daily basis. So, you know, I wanted to create a song that can uplift somebody, you know, when they're going through a hard time in their life or when, you know, they're not having such a good day. So, I created that song, you know, just to make, just kind of put a smile on somebody's face, you know, one of those happy songs. You know, sometimes you're just like, oh, I want a song to make me feel good. So, you know, I wanted to create that song for that purpose.
The sun is smiling down on me, and the let's celebrate our lives today.
I'm
about the words, but it does make you feel awfully happy.
Good.
Thank you so much. Now, who does the production for you?
My husband does.
Oh, that's it. All in the family. It's a family. That's cool. Mary, he wake up in the middle of the night with something on his mind. Hey, baby. You better get up. It's hot down here. It's hot. That's cool.
Thank you.
Cool. Mr. Bugs.
You know, I was definitely feeling that track. I don't think not one song that you have made that I don't like. Like from YouTube songs that I've heard to your album. Every song, I'm just really feeling you make real music. Not just real music. Absolutely.
That really means a lot. Thank you.
And I feel the same way, and I listen to a lot of music. As anybody can tell, if they ever came to my house and seen all the library of music I got plus the songs I've done, I love music, and everything that I heard from you was bumping because to be honest with you, I looked at the magazine and seen you in there, and that's why I was like, let me check this lady out. And I went and checked you out and listened. I said, oh, yeah, I got to reach out to her because I'm loving what I'm hearing, you know, on the video. So I was good.
Mm-hmm.
And so
Thank you.
I love music, and anytime you got my big head shaking, it's a good thing. It's
not that easy to do.
I don't need no comment from the peanut gallery.
I thought I was helping.
I felt the shells coming down. Tracy, give me your information on so people can hit you up and buy your CD, know what you're doing when the next CD comes out. Give the people your information.
Sure. You can reach me at tracycruz.com. That's TracyCruz.com. I'm also on Facebook.com/TracyCruz Music page, Twitter.com/TracyCruz Music, YouTube.com/TracyCruz Fan, and I'm on CD Baby, Amazon, and iTunes, etc. So,
cool.
You know, reach out to me, say hi. I always, always take time to reply and say thank you, you know, for reaching
cool.
out. So, yeah.
I want to say thank you for calling in. I love your music. I'm a big fan after today, especially listening to the tracks. Like I said, I don't listen to them until the show. And I already kind of knew how it was going to sound anyway because of what I heard on the videos, like I said. I want you to continue to have much success. I already know you're going to blow up. You already done did it. You, and next time I talk to you, I need to be hearing from you from, you know, overseas, Barbados, email. Yeah, I'm over here performing. Oh, that's cool. You know, I need to hear all that. And next time you come out with some new music, make sure you hit me up so I can have you back on again so you can put it out here.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
And the last song I'm going to play from you is Love Galaxy. I need to know what that's about.
Okay, so Love Galaxy. So I was inspired to write Love Galaxy because, you know, I don't know, but, you know, I feel that there's a lot of negative love songs, like, oh, you broke up with me, broke my heart, she broke my heart, she left me, you know, and I wanted to create a song that was inspiring, that was positive, you know, that showcased the positive sides of love and relationships, you know. So Love Galaxy, it talks about taking your love to a higher level, you know, making it not just a surface kind of relationship, but really transforming your relationship, you know, being very attentive, you know, with how you deal with your loved one, you know, trying to improve yourself, you know, but also helping them improve themselves. So it's like you're taking it to a higher level. So that's how Love Galaxy came about.
Falling on my skin, melting.
Tracy Cruz. Again, thank you, Tracy.
Thank you all so much for the love and support. Thank you so much for having me.
For real.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And it was wonderful.
Thank you.
And like I said before, anytime you want to come on the show, hit me up and let me know.
Most definitely. Thank you all so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I had a lot of fun.
Thank you. Go back to teaching now.
Have a great night.
Hey, she get ready to put her hand on her hip. I said E flat.
Thank you so much. Enjoy your weekend.
You too.
All right. Bye bye.
That was Tracy Cruz, y'all. And like I said, I'm feeling all her music. I got to go on iTunes and get this CD. She sold me on the last one. She sold me hard. She had sold me already, but it was a chi-ching on the last joint. DJ, did you like that?
I did, more than you know.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
I did.
Yeah, because, at least you know your radio partner does love music that's real. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
At least you know that, praise God.
Well, yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, sometimes I do. I know you got to say something. Sometimes I do. And the reason why I said the thing to try to get Michael Basin to come on a No Spins is because a lot of the music that they play, I heard 1,000 times, but what I'm saying is he plays different music, like when he reaches in the old crate compared to other radio shows. But for some reason, after I made that little statement, don't know if he's seen it, but I could tell there was a little oomph in the music today. A little, I don't know how you spell oomph, the oomph in the music. One twelve sing about that. There's a song they sing. They say to the girl, put a little oomph in it. You know.
Seriously.
Yeah, there's a song called that by 112. But that's what he did today, and I was like, I know it ain't. I don't think it's because of the statement I made. But it might have been because there was a lot of more. I was like, I ain't heard this old song in a while. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, maybe he's seen the little statement. I was like, I'm going to show this brother. Then he said something to the effect, you don't know music like I know music. Mm-hmm. And didn't I say that on my thing?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, DJ, I want to thank you for coming in. Thank my nephew for coming in who faded out. I guess his phone went out. This is Eva Kennedy, another girl that I've been trying to get on the show. She lives in Atlanta. Bad chick. If you ever check her out, just Google Eva Kennedy. It's spelled like it sounds. The song is called Beautiful, and have a beautiful rest of the evening, DJ. I will talk
you,
to you much later. Love you.
Oh, I love you too. Okay.
Just hold my hand. love you and that beautiful smile. You live in my dreams and I just wanted you to know that I think you're beautiful. So I just have one question for you.